Woodhouse has been a trusted partner in your everyday since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Nebraska Athletics. We continue with hour one of tonight's Best of Show, a replay of Nebraska basketball versus UCF in the Crown Championship game back in April. NU holds a 33-29 lead with just under 4 minutes to play. Calling the action for the final minutes of the first half, here are Kent Pavelka and Jake Mielheisen.
33-29, four-point lead. The Huskers had been ahead by 12, 23-11. Let's swing back and you tell us what happened in terms of that kind of momentum.
This is the Ivy Curry show. We had UCF shooting around 30%. He comes in the game. He's right now, Ivy Curry, who's out of the game, but he's 6-for-9 from the floor. And Mahowski, 3-for-5. Those guys have really hurt Nebraska. They have 9 of the 12 made field goals for UCF.
Huskers will inbound with a reset shot clock at 20. They have got the ball to inbound underneath their basket on the left side of the goal as you face the goal. And Samuel throw it in. He's got a Sejan on the floor with Mia Williams and Gary. And they've had a timeout to discuss this. They get it into Gary in the left corner. Off the pass from Hoiberg into Sejan. Shoots the three. Missed it short. Rebound Chom. Up the floor the ball comes. It's Darius Johnson back on the floor. Their point guard. He sat for a while with two fouls. He's guarded by Williams now. Takes it right. Now the switch. Hoiberg's got him. Between the circles. Comes over there to Hendrick. And now Mahowski's got the ball. Drives past Williams. Floater no. And a foul on Williams.
Called a hand check.
Foul on Bryce Williams. His first.
It's number one on Bryce.
That's the fifth team foul.
Back for UCF.
Jordan. Yep, five on Nebraska, three on UCF.
Back for Nebraska, Cale Jacobson.
So Cale Jacobson checks in. Sejan checks out. And Johnson inbounds the pass to Chom, who hands it back to Johnson. And now the flip to Ivy Curry. Sends it right back in the corner. Extra pass Johnson in the post. Left-handed hook. A right-handed hook over the left shoulder. No good by Chom. And that was not a very, very good shot, actually, for the big guy. Here's Williams off the screen from Mia. He puts it up, and it's no good. Rims out. Rebound by Chom for UCF. Down the floor. Ivy Curry's got it. Down the alley. Cuts across the key. Goes to the right sideline. Gary's covering him out into the timeline. It's Mahowski with it. Back to Ivy Curry. Posing with it. Bending down. Driving it. Cut off baseline by the help. And it's out of bounds off Ivy Curry.
Turnover. UCF good defense by Nebraska. We're getting a little help from our friends here, KP.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Seamus. And this is from Josh Hilkeman. Mike Sauter helping us out. Williams is just 16 points shy of the school record. So you were right. While Gary is 24 away from being the 33rd Husker to reach 1,000 points.
16 before the game started.
Correct.
So you corrected me incorrectly.
I did.
Great.
You're welcome.
He needs a bat.
I'm here for a reason.
One more point. Here's Gary with a three. Oh, it's no good. Hit the back of the rim. I was right on target. And the Huskers cooled off here. 2:34 to go in the half. 33-29 up by four. Mahowski's got the ball. A whip pass left side deflected by Williams into the hands of Johnson. And Williams pokes it out of bounds, and it's off Williams.
Almost another steal for Nebraska, but you said we've cooled off. Nebraska hasn't scored in 2.5 minutes. UCF hasn't scored in 2 minutes. We've been stuck at this score, 33-29, for a long time here at T-Mobile Arena.
2:25 to go and a half. Inbounds pass underneath. It's poked out by Jacobson on the back of Ivy Curry. Looked for a moment like he might have a point-blank layup off the inbounds pass, but Jacobson behind him pokes it out. Johnson inbounds it with the big man Chom. Fakes the dribble handoff. Now flips it out there over to Johnson. Coming left. Lobs it back to Chom into the hands of his buddy. And they blocked that.
That was that a play. Lucky ricochet.
Tyler Hendricks.
The pass was too high for Chom. And it ricochets right into the hand of Hendricks.
But it's a two-point game. 33-31 on the lucky goal by Hendricks. Here's Williams to Jacobson driving it, putting it up. High off the window. No. Ball deflected in the paint. And we got a foul on Nebraska. You could tell that Jacobson was intimidated there by Chom.
Yeah, thought he was going to come over. Chom actually didn't come over to even block his shot. And then Braxton Mia picks up the foul over the back of Chom. I thought that was our seventh foul, just the sixth team foul on Nebraska. UCF only has three.
Well, no flow to this thing right now.
Not at all. We had all momentum to start this game, and now it's all shifted back to UCF. Nebraska on a scoring drought of 3 minutes.
They got a chance to tie it with a two, take the lead with a three. Johnson posting up inside. Foul on Williams again. And two free throws coming up for Johnson with a chance to tie this game.
And that's Bryce's second foul. So that'll put Johnson at the line to try to get his first points of the afternoon. He's 0 for 4 from the field. First time to the foul line.
The whistles by the Zebras have ruined the flow of this game. And whistle after whistle. No flow to it at all, and the crowd is dead as a result as Johnson hits the free throw to make it a one-point game.
And whistle after whistle, all of them going against Nebraska. 17 fouls on Nebraska, three on UCF, and UCF on a 6-0 run over the last 3 minutes.
Darius Johnson, who had 42 yesterday with his first point here with a minute 46 to go in the first half, now he gets his second to tie this game at 33. The Huskers at one point had a 12-point lead. And now we're knotted at 33 apiece, a minute 40 to go in the half. Jacobson across the line with a pass to Gary. Out it comes to Hoiberg, long two, no good. Rebound taken down by UCF. It's Dior Johnson. He throws the ball into the hands of Hoiberg. Now UCF retrieves it, a little floater, and it's no good. Rebound by Braxton Mia, nearly saw UCF take the lead there.
That was a good challenge by Braxton, able to get the rebound as well.
Here's Gary between the circles to Euless. Bouncing around with it. Flips it back to Gary. Top of the circle. Drives right lane line all the way in. Off the window. Draws the foul on Ivy Curry. And that's just the fourth foul on UCF here.
That'll go put Juwan at the foul line. These are the first foul shots for Nebraska this afternoon.
UCF has shot three, made three.
And Bearcats going to check in for the first time here against UCF. But Nebraska has cooled off from beyond the arc. Started off 5 for 10, now 5 for 13.
Just no juice in the arena at all right now because of all the stoppage by the fouls called. Free throw good by Juwan. So Gary now has 8, and that breaks the tie. 34-33 Nebraska.
First point for Nebraska in 4 minutes, but still have not made a field goal. We're 0 for our last 7 from the floor, but finally able to get off number 33 for Nebraska.
So Juwan Gary, the 6'6 senior out of Columbia, South Carolina, third-year player, free throw good, and he's got 9. Bryce Williams with 15, needing 1 to tie James Palmer for the all-time single-season scoring record, 2 to take the all-time leading scorer title back home when his career ends here in Lincoln. It's 35-33, the drive inside, pull-up jump shot up, in and out. Huskers dodged a bullet, had a good look. Did Johnson now offensive reset here. They got the ball again. And here's a drive by Chalm. Cut off there by Bearcat Buchtenjell. Down inside and a layup. A bunny put in by Ivy Curry.
Two near steals for Nebraska. And somehow a wide open look.
That was Coleman, rather.
And Coleman just found himself wide open underneath the basket. Fred's going to use his use it or lose it timeout. All tied up here, 35 apiece. Here in Las Vegas.
Old Mo has gone away. Momentum.
Yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, Ken, we had the 12-point advantage at the 10.5-minute mark, 23-11. So they've outscored us 24-12. They've doubled us up the last 10 minutes.
And I really don't know if we're in a position to ascertain whether the officiating has been even, Steven, although the fouls have not been even, Steven. I mean, you know, Nebraska, I mean, that's what has gotten in the middle of this thing going up and down the floor, all the stoppages because of fouls, all on the NU.
And we've cooled off as well, but the whistles have seemed to be more pro-UCF, where the same call is not being made on both ends of the floor. It's been very inconsistent in this ballgame. But you got to expect probably something drawn up for Connor Asijan in this situation. 23 on the shot clock, 31 on the game clock. In for Nebraska, Asijan, Euless, Buchtenjell, Hoiberg, and Gary.
And Bryce on the bench, and Asijan throws it in the backcourt to Euless. Half a minute to go. We're tied at 35. Euless faces up against his defender out near the timeline. We've got 23 to go and 14 on the shot clock. Euless waiting for the clock to tick down, and here comes a screen and a touch foul. Fouls to give with 16.7 left now, 35 apiece.
They have fouls to give. That's going to be their fifth foul on UCF.
And so Nebraska will inbound the ball on the far side on the sideline. Asajan and Butenchul, who did not start this afternoon. Butenchul used up his dribble, spins around, in trouble. 5 second count on, gives it off to Asajan. Escapes one defender, now loses the ball. Turnover down on the other end. Gary gets his hand on it. Great save by Gary. Flips it inbounds, but UCF's got the ball. There's the horn, there's the half. So no scoring here on the last couple of possessions back and forth after turnovers. And we're knotted at 35 at halftime.
All knotted up at halftime. The Huskers unable to pull away in the first half. The Huskers Radio Network Broadcast Center is sponsored by Acres, the Midwest premier John Deere dealer, supplying the equipment and service to advance agriculture and much more. Acres, solutions for every field. Coming up in hour two, we'll listen to the second half of the Crown Championship game between Nebraska and UCF. So stay tuned. Hour two up next.
Hit us up on the text line. Text 402-413-2400 with your Husker thoughts.